Genesis teaching. Now, when do we need it?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book.
At one of our Answers in Genesis conferences, a teacher at a Christian school came up to me and said something surprising. Her principal wouldn't let the students attend our special school assembly on Genesis. He insisted that because the school had attended our program a couple of years ago, the students had already heard the message, and therefore they didn't need to come again. Well, I said, think about this. We celebrate Easter and Christmas each year, the same stories about Jesus' birth and death on the cross, year after year. Do you ever get tired of hearing them? We celebrate these important events so we don't forget them. We read the same passages over and over again in the Bible so we won't forget them. And look at the Israelites. No matter how much they were reminded of God's law, they still forgot. Most of us don't even remember what our pastor preached last week. Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible. We need to be reminded of its important truths over and over again.
Have you ever taken time to consider how wonderfully designed the human body is? It's a testimony to God's wonderful handiwork. This week, we're offering the opportunity to read a sample copy of our Answers magazine on the human body. For a donation of any amount today, we'll send it in the mail to you. Call our nonprofit ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.